The Morning Playhouse.
You always make me laugh. No matter what mood I'm in, I can turn you guys on and you always make me laugh.
Y94.
So we chatted with Chris last week, and if you missed any of this, a second of this, one of the more interesting conversations, but also creepy, that I've ever been involved in. It is in the podcast online at y94.com. Here's just a snippet so you're kind of on the same page as us.
My son is 7 and has an imaginary friend named Henry. But, recently my son said something that kind of frightened me, though. Honestly, it made me feel like I was living in a bit of a horror movie situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. And I said, what? And he went on to explain that Henry is a boy who got sick and has been looking for his parents for a really long time. You know, my stomach just dropped, you know. It's the creepiest thing I ever heard, you know. It's not an innocent little imaginary friend anymore.
Okay, so imagine your little 7-year-old son saying, Daddy, my imaginary friend doesn't like being dead. Tell me you would not be scared out of your... Can I just, for a second, change the mood here? Because I'm already getting creeped out. And we got so many suggestions from people as to things that Chris's family could do to move forward with this situation. And we basically were like, listen, once you decide what it is you want to do, Chris, I mean, we need an update from you. And over the course of the past week, I can't tell you, man, how many people have asked about what's going on with you, your house, your son, your family. It's constant. I mean, everywhere you two go, you're hearing about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just we can't get away from it. So we need to know, Chris, what's going on at your place?
Well, first of all, thank you so much to everyone for the advice and support. When I was on the air the other day, I listened to the internet podcast for all your advice. I listened to it repeatedly, really. My wife and I have been deciding how to move forward all this, and I kept going back to that.
Yeah, so what did you decide to do?
Well, one of the listeners recommended that we have a funeral for Henry.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I talked about it, and we decided that if Henry is just an imaginary friend created by our son, or if he's something more, maybe that's a good thing to do, you know, either way. So my wife got a shoebox, and we explained to my son that Henry's sick, just like he told us before.
I was going to say, that's a nice thing about that, because that wasn't your idea you're trying to feed him. I mean, you're kind of playing off something your son said, right?
Yeah, exactly. He told us that before, that, you know, Henry was sick, and so, anyway, let's make Henry sick and die, I guess, is what we thought would be, you know. So we told him that, you know, it was a good time for him to move on to a better place, you know, because he's sick. So we went into the backyard, and I dug a little hole in the flower bed there, and we had a short little funeral for Henry. My son cried, and even though Henry is just his imaginary friend, I'll be honest, like, I felt very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very emotional for all of us, I think.
How long ago did you guys do this?
We did it over the weekend. On the plus side, you know, my son hasn't really said anything about Henry at all. You know, this week, once or twice, I've seen him kind of staring out the window into the backyard where we dug the hole. But I think it's a step in the right direction, you know. He's been moping around a little, but I'm hoping he'll snap out of
it. Overall better.
I can tell he's upset, but I think it was for the better, you know.
Do you feel like this is the end of all this, then? That Henry has been laid to rest and it's just going to be done?
I think it might be, yeah. I've been a little in my head about it, though. I mean, like I told you last time we talked, I'm pretty creeped out by the idea that this could be or could have been a legit ghost in my house.
Right.
You know? I don't know if there's been some electrical issues in town or anything, but this week we've been like our breaker's been tripped like a bunch of times and it's freaked me out.
So you're having like electrical issues and creepy stuff like that after you're dealing with a freaking ghost potentially.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's really kind of weird. So, you know, flickering lights and everything was kind of maybe weird. My wife says that I'm nuts and that lights aren't that bad and I'm just letting my imagination get the best of me, but I can... I don't know. I can't shake the feeling that it has something to do with the imaginary friend that may not be an imaginary friend.
Well, here's the thing, and we've kind of told you this before, but we have electronic equipment, like audio equipment, that we can set up in your house. We have some video equipment that we can set up in your house. We have connections to, we have a psychic we've used on the show. So many paranormal groups have reached out and wanted to help you out with this. So if on some level you still think, like, oh my God, this could be a ghost, we have things we could do to help you out.
Well, you guys actually, you guys can do whatever you want. It might be worth investigating, but honestly, I just want this over. I'd pack up and move if it was up to me.
Well, and I kind of feel like when you first talked to us, told us your story, you were more worried about your son, and now that your son is okay, now you're more worried about the possibility of this actually being a ghost in your house.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it might be the time of year, or... Might be some of the creepy things that your caller said, too. I read all that stuff. But, I don't know. I'm a little scared in my own house.
Did you actually look into the history of your house at all?
You know, I haven't really. I don't know. Maybe that's something you guys can help with as well. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should figure out, maybe a little later this afternoon, we'll connect off air. And, like I said, we have tons of equipment. So, you know, if you want us to bring some stuff over or you want one of the paranormal groups to come over, we can figure something out to kind of move forward with. Yeah, now that you've got your son, he's a little depressed or whatever, and hopefully you can help him with that. But as far as you go and you thinking there's a ghost in your home, maybe we can help you out with that.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, leave the parenting to you and the spooky paranormal stuff to us, okay?
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. No, just let us get with the engineers here and check out of the engineering department a whole bunch of stuff. And I think that we can help each other. For us, you're just interesting. And for you, we're going to try to be a helpful source for you.
We'll also keep the recording equipment as far away from your bedroom as possible.
Not it on staying over. Rat, you want to sleep over at Chris's house?
As long as they got good snacks.
Yeah. Buy him pizza and beer and he's
and
fine.
A flashlight, apparently.
So, again, a to be continued, but appreciate the check-in. Sarah Bareilles in a couple of minutes. Also, do want to do a segment we haven't done in quite some time. It's called Dump 'Em or Date 'Em, and it's in just a bit on the show.
Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Oh, you guys are so made for each other.
It's fun. It's totally upbeat.
God, this feels so good.
Y94.
I love it.
7:38 in the morning, 30 degrees in the Playhouse Studios currently. Y94, the number one hit music station. Cloudy today, high of 43. Maybe some flurries or sprinkles throughout the morning time. Maggie, if you wouldn't mind, can you kind of fish through the blinking lines on the phone there and make sure you find Laura so we can do Dump 'Em or Date 'Em? Just
Laura.
Got to throw her on hold for a second. So we're going to do Dump 'Em or Date 'Em here in a second. Henry, Ghost Boy Henry update a little while ago. And Chris is the dad in this situation, right? And his son said to him something, 7-year-old son said, "My imaginary friend Henry, Daddy, he doesn't like being dead. He's sick. He's been sick for a long time. He's looking for his mommy or daddy." And this has really gotten in Chris's head. He's freaked out about it. Doesn't know if it's an imaginary friend or something more. And last week, you, Playhouse family, gave him a bunch of suggestions as to things he could do to move forward with this. His wife and him were kind of at odds over it. She's like, "We need a therapist." He's like, "No, I don't think we need a therapist. I think we need the Ghostbusters. I don't know what to do here." And they were fighting about it. And the thing that they decided was kind of mutually beneficial, whether it was an imaginary friend, whether it was a spirit or otherwise, was how about we do the little funeral, the burial process. So they got a shoebox, they buried a hole or dug a hole in the backyard, buried the box out there, and they had a funeral for their son's imaginary friend, Henry. And they thought this would be some closure to it. And it kind of has been. His son hasn't talked about him very much. But he said he has been kind of like down in the dumps, staring out the window a little bit at where they did this, and seems just a little bummed about it. But, I mean, to him, this friend was real, right? You would be sad if you lost a friend. So he's kind of mourning over this right now. But then also, and you could tell us if you've had issues, he's like, you know what, it might just be a coincidence. I don't know if other people in town have been having electrical issues, but my breaker's been flipping like crazy. It's just I've had some weird things as far as lights go in my house, which is really the only moderately creepy thing he's dealt with. I know in North Fargo, I was having some issues. So it wasn't like constant or anything, but I have had a flicker or two, and I ain't got no ghost. I ain't afraid no ghost. Any texts about Henry and Chris and all of that?
A few. Somebody saying, I don't know if he's ghost or imaginary, but the fact that it's weirding out dad so much might be more encouragement for his son. Somebody else said he should have tried helping Henry. That's why he's having these issues. I can't say if trying to get rid of him made him just a bit angry, but it could be that Henry's trying to convince him to help by weirding him out a bit. I would have him ask his son if he can still see Henry, because a lot of times the spirits tell the children to act as if they're not upset, so they work on the parents while trying to make them believe so they'd help.
What were you thinking? Hi.
Well, to kind of throw a monkey wrench in the whole ghost situation, My immediate thought was, what if it really is a ghost, And he's still seeing him and is conflicted in his mind because, well, we buried him in the backyard, but yet I still see him in my house.
Right.
So if it's not imaginary, I don't know, that kind of, what's the poor little kid going to think? But we buried him, Daddy. Why is he in my bedroom again?
So you think if this actually was a spirit and not an imaginary friend, they've really accomplished nothing except for just really mess with his kid's head?
Well, yeah, if it is. Spirit. Yes, I could totally have messed with the poor kid then. He could be in therapy when he's 30. Going, but the body is in the box. And
well, and you could argue as well, you know, it being a spirit, maybe just the ceremony of putting him into rest would help out, possibly.
Yeah. What a creepy thought. Ugh.
Happy Thursday. Well, here's what we're going to do. He seems pretty cool with the idea of us setting up some audio equipment. Maybe we can do a video camera or two and where, you know, maybe Henry and him spent the most time playing and stuff. And who, I don't know. We're not really experts here, but we'll see if we come up with anything. And then I don't know what their guest room situation is, but if one of us or all of us wanted to have a little sleepover, that has the potential to be kind of fun.
It does. I'm not doing it alone. I'll do it, but I'm not going alone.
You'll go in a group, but you won't go
not
by yourself.
Alone,
huh? Maggie investigation? Come on.
So we'll kind of see what can come of this, and we'll get an update with Chris as anything new happens. Did you end up finding Laura?
I did, yep.
All right, let's do a little Carly Rae, and we'll do Dump 'Em or Date 'Em with her in just a second.
The Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys all the time.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.